welcome to a special episode of the Trailer Pod Boys podcast, the podcast dedicated entirely to the iconic Canadian sitcom Trailer Park Boys. In this episode, we are excited to welcome a very special guest. So now, here are the hosts of Trailer Pod Boys, Matt, David, and Quint, with their special guest, Sam Tarasco.
We are thrilled to have Trailer Park Boys cast member Sam Tarasco with us for today's show. Sam, thanks for joining us and welcome to the show.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. I want to point out, you're the first person we've gotten to talk to from the original Trailer Park Boys movie, the original black and white.
Yes, I was Dick number one.
Yes, Dick number one, yeah. So you're the first person we get to ask questions from the very get-go, from day one. And my first question, and we'll just go from there, is way back then when you were filming this, did you see the potential in what you were doing for Trailer Park Boys to grow into what it's become and what it is today?
Well, there was always the possibility because the boys are so naturally funny, every one of them. Rob and, or I guess, I will use their real names, Rob and Jape and Mike Clattenburg, they're all so, they're just naturally funny, and I couldn't believe what they were putting together there at that time. You probably don't even know how I actually got on the show, though, do you?
That was going to be my follow-up question, so yeah, let's hear it.
Cool. Well, Ricky, or Rob, and I were in a bar shooting pool, and we got in an argument with a couple of guys for whatever reason. And I looked at him, and I said, you know what? I go, fuck this. I said, I'll take the big guy. And he looked at me, he goes, what? I said, I'll take the big guy. And he goes, no. He says, I'll take the fucking big guy. So we start pushing each other over who's going to fight the big guy. They both thought we were nuts and fucked off. So he looked at me. He looks at me and he goes, I'll take the big guy? I said, he was fucking huge, wasn't he? He goes, yeah. I said, no offense, big guy. I go, but I know I can outrun you. I was going to kick him in the nuts and take off. He just thought that was funny. Yeah, he thought that was funny and said, you know what? I wrote this movie. You want to be in my movie? And I go, sure. And that's how I got on the show. That's how I got in the original as Dick number one.
Wow.
And Dick number two was my buddy. Dick number two was my buddy Clint, who just happened to come along and watch what was going on.
Okay.
Said, hey, Patrick Swayze, you want to be in this fucking movie? He goes, sure. And that's how he got in.
Oh, so he was the original Patrick Swayze from Trailer Park Boys?
Well, no, but if you look at Dick number two, he kept calling you Patrick Swayze-looking motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. Right. Yeah, sorry. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, misconnected there. Gotcha.
They love Patrick Swayze, Clattenburg, and the rest. They love
him. Oh, really?
Him. That's why they keep mentioning him. Absolutely.
So, did you see this at the Atlantic Film Festival when it premiered? Were you part of that, or did you just kind of make your appearance and done?
Well, I went to the film festival. They gave me free passes.
Okay,
and who did I take with me? It might have been my girlfriend at the time, because I know the last one I went with my daughter. She came with me to the premiere of the last movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it, and everybody they loved it. They just rolled on it and rolled on it. And then when they said they were taking it on tour to Toronto to try and find a station for it, they called me up and they said, did you have fun the first time? And I go, sure. He says, well, you want to audition for a part in the TV series? And I said, sure, why not? So they had me audition, and I auditioned as a drug dealer. If you watch the episode where I take the bullets out of Ricky's ass, they go to meet a drug dealer in a tunnel. And the drug dealer's name is Sam, because that was supposed to be me.
Ah.
But Showcase thought I was too old to be a drug dealer. Little did they know. and then they recast me as the vet. Now, Officer Ted was supposed to be the vet, so he hated me for fucking years because he thought I'd stole his role from him. But they still liked him, so they brought him back in.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Wow.
That's how Sam Lasko came to be.
So now, and this is probably an obscure question, but is veterinarianism even anything you're remotely interested in, or was this kind of out of left field when they casted you as the vet?
They just said, you're a veterinarian.
Okay.
Now, at the end of the first season, they came to me again, and they said, did you have fun? And I said, yeah. And they said, how would you like to try and take over the trailer park? And that was season two, when Lasko runs the election and all that. And I said, essentially, I'd be the Newman of the trailer park with the Seinfeld.
Yeah, I guess you are.
And I go, sure, that would be awesome. I said, I'd love to try that. And so they cast me as, I guess they increased the size of my role. And again, I had a blast. And I really like them because they let me be myself, more or less. Most of the words that I use are my own, which means I'm just nothing but a fucking caveman. So I'm not really a good actor. I'm just a greasy caveman. And as you notice, my character kind of digressed into me from this veterinarian to this caveman.
Yeah, the vet thing was pretty short-lived, I guess. And
Well, you did get back into the vet business a little later on in the later seasons, though, didn't you?
Well, they didn't cast me at all in season three, and I called them and I said, you know, did I do something wrong? And they said, no, we just figured Stan Losko ran his course. But then I guess at the end of season three, they reconsidered and brought me back for season four. And then, again, by season six, they had me in a few more episodes trying to woo Barb. And then they wrote me into the other stuff, The Countdown to Liquor Day. They actually cut my scenes from that movie, which, I mean, the movie was so funny and there was so much there that I couldn't blame them. But we had some good things done that you might see in the outtakes of the DVD, if you rent that.
Excellent. So just a little background on you. How did you actually get into acting?
I was a salesman my whole life, man. They just think I was naturally funny. And I mean, I took theater arts in high school, just like I said in when I did the Blair Pimp Project. That was true. I did do theater arts in high school. But I was just this big jock who did it so I can get points towards becoming like Athlete of the Year and stuff like that. I was just using the system. But again, I like to think I'm pretty funny. That's why they did it. I know when I'm bouncing, I try and use a sense of humor instead of my fists whenever I can. And that works pretty good.
So you...
I'll tell you one story. This is what I like to do. One day a guy called me a cocksucker. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I said, hey, man, that was once. Let it go. I have.
Okay.
Totally not. He goes, what? So instead of him being all pissed, now he's going, what do you mean? You suck the car. I go, look, buddy, you got to go. You can't stay here. But I throw him off guard. Now he's not aggressive anymore. Now he's just curious.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm only half lit, and it took me a minute to figure that out. I imagine fully drunk, I'd probably be standing there staring at you for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, see, that's the other thing. Like, I'll get a drunk. Here's my absolute favorite. A drunk guy will come up to the bar. He'll try and get in. I'll say, sorry, sir, you've had too much to drink. You can't come in. He goes, what? I go, you've had too much to drink? No, I haven't. I go, well, in my opinion, you have, and that's really all that counts right now. He goes, you're a fucking asshole. I go, oh, I'm sorry, sir, and I'll step aside, and I'll say, come on in. And he'll look at me and then take two steps, and I'll give him a straight arm to the chest and say, you see how fucking drunk you are? You think you called me an asshole? Now I'm going to let you in? Get the fuck out of here before I knock you out.
Oh, God.
That's
I have a few Samisms. Like, Bubbles really, like, I was standing outside the palace with him one night, and some random fan comes up and starts freaking out because he's looking at me. And I'm laughing because I'm standing next to Bubbles, and he doesn't recognize Bubbles because he didn't have his glasses
on. All right, yeah.
And I have a standard line that I use. They'll say, man, you look familiar. And I go, oh, you watch a lot of gay porn? And, and I go, well, then I don't know what it could be, man. And I walk away. It's great when they're with a bunch of their buddies.
Oh, I bet. Oh, yeah.
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 Awesome. So maybe I am naturally funny. Who knows?
I'd say so.
I would tend to agree on that one, yeah.
So you haven't recognized a lot while you're bouncing or working security?
Yeah, it's pretty good, though, because I can bounce by myself, whereas if I'm not there, I got to hire two guys, because generally if somebody starts to get in my face, all sorts of fans come out of the woodwork and they're backing me up. I got your back, sir.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty funny. We were at the bike races once. It was a big motorcycle races out in Stewiacke, and I was working security, helping out my buddy Jason, and a big brawl, and I'm talking like 40 people fighting. So all we did, we jumped in, we just started knocking bodies, grabbing them and cuffing them and throwing them to the side. And I grabbed this guy in a headlock, and he turns around and he goes, are you the guy from Trailer Park Boys? And I go, yeah, dude. He goes, man, I don't want to fight with you. And I said, then go sit your ass over there, and I'll come to you later. And he did. He just walked away, sat down, watched the fight, and I grabbed the next guy. Stuff like that happens all the time.
Anyone ask you for an autograph in the midst of an ass kicking while you're throwing them out?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll be working a concert. I used to do bodyguard work, and now I'm transitioning to road managing. As a matter of fact, I penciled in a deal where I'm going to tour with, you guys ever heard of The Game? He's a rapper.
Can't say that I have.
Rapper out of Compton.
No, not off the top of my head.
Yeah,
no.
One of those guys. Look him up.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
well, yeah.
So my buddy called me and asked me last night, actually, if I wanted to go on tour with him as road manager, which is, like I said, what I want to do next. So starting in April, I'll be April 20th. We do a show here. Then I fly to Newfoundland, then Moncton, then Montreal, and then we take a bus across all the way to Vancouver for, I think it's 20 days total. So people, all my fans, hopefully, will come out to the concerts and stand for pictures and shit when I'm done what I got to do with the concert.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'll post it on my Facebook.
Oh.
And any fans out there who are interested, you can just find me on Facebook under Sam Tarasco, my real name. I have no morals, so I'll let anybody add. But if you're a dick, I'll block you right away. Like that fucking crazy Dolly out of whatever town she's out of called me a two-bit actor. I'm not an actor, you cunt. Remember? So don't fucking write on my page. But I blocked her drunken ass anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Yes.
All right, so be respectful, be nice to my friends. If you want to, and don't make any more caveman references unless it's something original. Because you're not as funny as the guys.
Right. Let me see if I can delete this post I put on your page real quick. Okay, it did let me. Okay. Thank God. So, well, speaking of Facebook, I definitely wanted to bring this up. Because this is what led to the whole interview. I'm on your friends list on Facebook and found out there that you're vying for one of the seats in the PokerStars.net big game in Vegas.
Yes, sir. I'm really hoping I can get picked for that.
Yeah, and I really want to talk about that. And hopefully we can help out. And I wanted to let everyone know to check this out. And I'll give out the website here quick, and then we'll talk about your history of poker. Visit www.mimilabs.com/pokerstars. Type in Sam T in the search bar. It's that easy. You'll find Sam's entry video. And then you can register and vote. You can vote every day. And right now, I believe there's just an open-ended date. Is that right? I haven't seen any kind of end date for this yet.
Well, they just finished. The good news is they've already contacted me since I've submitted my video. And then hopefully they haven't done it with everyone. And they asked me for more bio info on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So all the stuff I said, by the way, in my video, except for being like a superstar poker player, all that stuff's true about who I bodyguarded for, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, all those people, Snoop Dogg, Game, Akon,
wow.
Nelly, Rihanna. I didn't even list them all. I've been doing this for 35 years. I'm an old fucker, in case you guys weren't sure.
Wow, no.
I hopefully
no idea.
Don't look it, but I'm actually 54. But
wow.
I can still kick a guy 6'2 in the face, so don't let that fool you.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm choosing my next words very carefully.
Sorry, say again, dude?
I said I'm choosing my next words very carefully.
No. I'm harmless. Okay.
Don't want you to piss me off. No, hey, all Trailer Park Boys fans, everyone listening, check this out. Vote for Sam. Let them know that Sam's a draw, because I'm sure that's going to play a huge part in them picking you.
I hope so. Anyway, I started to say, but so they sent me a letter asking for more bio info,
okay, yeah.
And they told me that was, I think it was 3 weeks ago, and they said they were doing the casting for Season 2, Session 1, and that my audition is up for Season 2, Session 2. And to be patient. So I've been patient. I'm going to wait about another week or so and then ask them if they've cast for it. If they have, then I'll post on my Facebook, thanks, I didn't make it, but appreciate everyone's support. But hopefully it's going to be the other way, saying, hey, guess what? I'm on the show. Thanks a lot. Let's go take over number one from that homeless guy who's fucking begging for hugs and votes and whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? And if he's homeless, then what the fuck? How do you get on to qualify for an online tournament?
I don't
That's
know.
Bullshit. Yeah. He's full of shit. There you go.
But so I wanted to ask you, obviously a poker fan, how long have you been playing?
Oh, all my life.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
I grew up playing cards, yeah.
Wow.
I grew up playing cards. Hold'em is relatively new to me.
Okay.
And what I did when the whole poker craze came on, I actually positioned myself to be the best Omaha player, because I thought No Limit Hold'em was going to be eliminated after a while because it's kind of boring,
mm-hmm.
I think, because it's just not enough play. But that's because everybody's so tight and plays it so close to the vest. I like to be a little more fast and loose, and that's why Omaha is more my style.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still reeling over a couple of
seats. I talk fast and hard. I live in Nova Scotia, but I'm really from Toronto, so everyone can tell once they start talking to me for a couple minutes.
I was just going to ask, were there any memorable moments on the show that didn't make it to air that stick out for you?
Well, if you look at the outtakes in Season 2, the two girls who are being walked down the street while Ricky's pissing against the tree, those are my daughters.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's Emily Rose, who's in third year of nursing at Dalhousie, and Romney, who's in third year of English at St. Mary's. I'm so proud of them. They're both honor students as well.
That's great.
Yeah, they definitely take after their mom.
Well, that's a good thing, I think.
And props to my son, Joseph, who is working at the Lord Nelson as a cook. And hopefully, if I win enough money on the tournament, I plan on getting him to quit school or quit his job, move back in with me, and I'm going to pay for him to go back to school and get a degree instead of being a short order cook all his life.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Yeah. And the rest of the money, I'm going to have a fucking party down here for everybody that voted for me. So you guys are all welcome.
All right.
Sweet.
Oh, well. Man, let me reiterate to everyone listening, get out there and vote.
I plan on dying broke, so believe me, every penny I make, we're going to spend and have fun with.
That sounds like a great philosophy, actually. So we have a list of favorite scenes that the three of us have chosen that Sam was in. And I would like to go through them and just have you let us know how much fun you had and what sort of anecdotes you can come up with. So for me, I actually just really like the Bear Pimp Project.
Okay. My fave would have to be the election, but go ahead.
So my favorite was the Bear Pimp Project. I love the costume that you were in. How was it working with J-Rock and his crew and doing that sort of stuff?
J-Rock is probably the funniest guy I've ever met in my entire life. He's got such a natural sense of humor, and it's incredible. I've been bugging him to cast me as his son or as his dad in anything that he does in the future because we have the same Roman nose. And I think he kind of passes my son. But he's been a shit and hasn't yet. But hopefully he'll... Well, you know what? He's doing that Canada wipeout right now.
Yeah.
And I just dropped 60 pounds and I've been working out and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm about 225. And I asked him if I could be on it. So hopefully he'll give me an audition for that to be on Canada's wipeout.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what I'd be more looking forward to. You in the poker tournament or you on wipeout? They both sound a lot of fun.
Oh, I'd rather do the poker tournament because I am, like I said, kind of old, and I don't know if I'd be able to get hit in the face by those boxing gloves too often anymore. But J-Rock, Jonathan, is, like I said, one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life. And I run into people all the time. Rick Mercer comes down to the bar where I bounce at, Sean Magender, and all the great Canadian comedy talent, Kathy Jones. I do their after party for this hour is 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the bouncer for their after party.
Oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, cool. On the 23rd of March, I'll be the bouncer at the, I don't know if it's a rap party. It's not a rap party because we already did that, but it's a premiere party, I guess, for Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh, yeah, I've been calling that, yep.
Awesome. Yeah.
If you watch Hobo with a Shotgun, you may see me throw Rutger Hauer out of the police station.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
That's great. Funny. And they've cast me in that just for fun. I didn't make it to the new series that they have, Drunken on Drugs, Fun Time, Happy Hour. I auditioned for a couple things, but they didn't think I was... they thought I was just Sam Lasko again. And I said, listen, bitch, you told me to be a fucking Full Metal Jacket, over-the-top, crazy colonel. So I did. I could have been a fucking gay guy if you wanted me to, but I did what you wanted. I did what they wanted, and then they said, that's too much like Sam Lasko. Well, fuck you. You should have told me a different way to do it. I would have done it a different way. You know? So... yeah, that's about it. Oh, and J-Rock, I want to say, fuck you, Jamie Kennedy, who stole Malibu's Most Wanted. Oh, yeah. You J-Rock wannabe motherfucker.
There. Amen. I agree with that.
Well, he ripped it off from J-Rock,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he did.
He certainly did, 100%.
Ripped it off and didn't do anything with it because it's just not funny.
No, he wasn't half as funny. J-Rock would have been twice as good.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go over my favorite scene quick. This scene always makes me laugh because I forget about it and don't expect it. And you always crack me up when I see you sing Pretty Lady by Lighthouse to Barb.
I love to sing. If you watch my video, you'll hear my Shaggy.
I have heard your Shaggy. It was uncanny.
That's White Shaggy in Nova Scotia. I do. I actually do a greasy karaoke show when... after the show came out and people started to recognize me and stuff like that, my alma mater, Wilfrid Laurier in Waterloo, they contacted me and asked if I'd be willing to come down and do a performance. And I go, well, I don't fucking do anything, man, unless you got some, you know, cougars there who want to Yeah. Anyway, because I don't touch young girls, because I got two daughters in 20 and 23. So if you're under 30, don't bother, hon. Send your aunt or your mom. And we'll fix you up. But anyway, yeah, so I went down and I started doing the karaoke show, which is, like I said, pretty greasy. I do Frank Sinatra. I do Jim Morrison. I do Lou Vega, Shaggy. I do about 60, 70 different songs. And I love singing. It's fun.
Cool. That's awesome. I didn't know that. It certainly looked like you were having fun doing that scene. But I didn't know the story. Now I do. Thanks. That was awesome.
Well, my singing is way better than that. They made me sing it shitty on purpose.
Really?
Clattenburg, God bless him. Here's what he did. He had me go on the stage, and he said, Sam, why don't you sing a couple songs that you really like? So I did, I think I did Shaggy, and I did Mac the Knife, which is my signature song.
Oh, nice.
So I sang those two songs, and then Mike said, okay, everyone, as you can see, Sam is a really good singer. So now he's going to fuck this up on purpose, try not to laugh, and know that Sam really does know how to sing. And then he had me, like, totally fucking up on purpose. Cracked my voice. So that was really nice of him because, you know, I got the ego, right? So if I go up there and sing shitty, everyone's going to see me on TV and think I can't sing. And that ain't the fact, Jack.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so one of my favorite Sam Lasko scenes is the second time that he's a vet. And the boys come in and you start shooting the tranquilizer darts at him. And then...
Conky.
Yeah.
Conky, exactly.
Yeah, that one was a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it was so, one of those scenes because you know Sam's the enemy of the boys quite often, but this is one scene where he kind of works together with him. I thought that's a nice character moment for him.
At the end, yeah, they let me be on their side. I'll tell you a funny anecdote on that. I got invited to go to Newfoundland when the boys were performing there for Mardi Gras, and. Basically, I just hung with the guys. It was their performance. But they had me stand at the side of the stage with a... I was wearing a hoodie, and so no one would see my face. And as the performance was going on, I removed my hoodie, and people go, holy fuck, look, it's Sam Lasko. So when the boys saw me, they start pointing at me. And what does fucking Mike Smith do? He says, okay, you guys, if you see Lasko out there, make sure you give him a big kick in the nuts. I was fucking dodging people for like 2 hours, man. It was ridiculous. Everyone who saw me tried to kick me in the nuts. And fucking
wow.
So after the next break, set break, I said, Mike, come on, man. Fuck. People are after me now. So he came on and said, okay. And what I did is I handed them some drinks when they were up on the stage. And they said, okay, law school's our friend now. Don't try and kick them in the nuts anymore. Thank God. Yeah, like I said, I'm old. I'm not as fast as I used to be. So some of those old ladies who took me by surprise, oh, are you Sam? Yes, bang. Oh, fuck, lady.
Oh, Jesus.
So why don't you tell us about when we started this, you mentioned your favorite scene was the election. What about that stands out for you?
Oh, man. So... As you know, I was putting stuff on my hot dog. They distracted me. I turned to the side. And what did Julian do? He put supposedly mushrooms on my hot dog. Do you know what he did? He went and picked up a bunch of acorns from the bottom of a tree, crushed them up, and pretended those were the mushrooms.
Oh, no.
So when I took and I had no idea. I had no idea whatsoever. So as I'm taking my first bite, I'm feeling crunch, crunch, crunch. What the fuck is it? So as soon as he said cut, I spit it out, and I look at him, and I go, what the fuck was that? He goes, acorns. I go, acorns? Where'd you get those? He goes, the bottom of that tree. I go, fuck, look at that squirrel piss and shit all over. Like, what the fuck are you doing, you jerk? I couldn't believe he did that to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But it was all in fun, and I didn't knock him out.
So, yeah. Well, between that and Bubbles telling the crowd that kicking the nuts were practical jokes commonplace around the filming of the show?
Well, they like doing it to me.
Oh, okay.
They like, because I don't give a shit, right? I would always do my own stunts. I offered to do the show for free, and Clattenburg said, no, you'll never work for free again, which was really nice of him. But I offered to do it for free. That's how much fun it was for me. And, again, going back to season two, if you remember the big shootout we had.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you another funny little mm-hmm. thing. originally, when Cyrus and I got arrested, the two cops that arrested us, I had the little one and Cyrus had the big one. And Cyrus kept complaining because the guy was hurting him. So I go, Mike, let's just change bouncer. Let's just change policeman. And the policeman that I wound up with then, the big guy, his name's Jason. He's actually a snake handler is what he is. Okay. And we got to talking after a while. And he goes, he looks at me and he says, "So, how soft do you want it?" I said, "Try and fucking hurt me, bitch." So if you look at when he puts me up against the van and crushes my face inside of the van, that fucking hurt.
Oh, man.
But I couldn't let him see that it hurt.
Right.
So the agony you see in my face was real.
Oh.
I'll give you one more in about practical jokes. In season two, when Bubbles told Barb that cats ate and licked and pissed all over my hot dogs, and she slapped me. When I was sitting there getting the hot dogs ready, and Bubbles came at me with a slingshot, acorns again. And he kept shooting me. It was like getting shot with BBs in the back.
Oh.
He goes, "Well, I wanted to make it look real, dude." Oof. I wonder if it did. It fucking hurt.
It didn't look real. It was real.
Yeah, most of the stuff was real. I told him. I said, "Make it hurt. No, you can't hurt me. Go ahead. Try." that's probably the best one. When I didn't know they were going to do it, but when I kidnapped Phil before I went and professed my love to Barb, and I came in and Tom Collins and the rest of them all attacked me, that was the first time we did it that way. Basically, only Tom came after me. But in one scene, when I came out, everybody fucking jumped me. That was Clattenburg's idea. Oh, right. And I was fighting them off hard, I'll tell you. I didn't give a shit. But I tend to do that. Like I said, when I did the scene with Rutger Hauer and Hobo with a Shotgun, he got all pissy with me because I gave him a wedgie because I thought he was going to run into the cameraman. So I pulled on his belt and lifted him off the ground. And he goes, "Man, we're just acting." And I said, "I'm acting too, dude." I said, "You're going to knock over the cameraman." And he goes, "No, I'm a fucking professional." Pussy is what he was.
Okay, we have just absolutely made the mark for our podcast. We have now had someone calling Rutger Hauer a pussy. We're good. We are done.
At the, I can't tell you this because it'll embarrass the guy, but there's a very famous Canadian actor who's been in a lot of stuff, like right from back in the 70s, and he always plays a tough guy. I'll say Starship Troopers, but I won't tell you who it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I came up to him.
Okay. Yeah.
We were. I'm not saying his name. But we did. We were punking on everybody at the Geminis in season two because the reason they didn't win Best Ensemble Cast in season two and Best Comedy was because the Gemini committee got pissed at us because Bubbles swore. They took us aside and said, "Okay, no swearing and no talking about drugs." So when Bubbles wins Best Comedian, he calls the boys up on the stage, and what's the first thing Bubbles says? "I don't know what the fuck to say." Then Ricky comes up, and he goes, "Hey, Mansbridge, don't forget you owe me $15 for that gram of weed I sold you before the show started." So they fucked themselves. They fucked themselves. That's why they didn't win the Best Comedy in season two, because they should have won. It was off the hook.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after that, we just started punking people. Like, J-Rock's walking down along the red carpet, does a big pratfall, and I go running over. "Are you okay, dude? You okay, dude?" He looked like Chevy Chase, if you remember the old Chevy Chase pratfall.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just like that. His drink went flying, his hat went flying. He just went all over the place. It was awesome. So I went up to this particular actor, and I said, "Oh, big fan." I'm holding his hand, big fan, and I'm kind of backing him towards the wall. And I go, "Listen, you always play this real tough guy in the movies." I go, "Are you really that fucking tough? Like, if you and I were to go outside right now and have at it, who would walk in here with a smile on their face and who'd be calling for the ambulance?" And he just looks at me, and you could see him looking over my shoulder for security. I said, "Hey, man, I'm just fucking with you." And I walked away from him. But he was a pretty famous Canadian actor, and I'm a huge fan of his. I'm like, he's one of my idols. But I just don't want to say his name because he might get a little upset. So I'm not going to tell you who, but you can figure it out.
Yeah, I think we got it.
I think we got it. Yeah.
Anything else for me, dudes? I kind of got to get back to work.
Believe it or not, I actually have a real job.
I had a real job. And like I said, if you go to my Facebook, I will, if I get this gig with the game, I will definitely put the agenda on my Facebook. And if anybody wants to come out after the concert, once I've done my business, I'll happily sit and do. I don't do autographs because, like I said, I'm not an actor. But if someone wants to get a picture with me, it'd be my pleasure.
Great. Well, Sam, awesome. Thank you so much. This was so much fun. We really enjoyed it. At least I did.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah.
And all you motherfuckers listening, know that this was not scripted. I really am a funny son of a bitch.
That's right. All right, Sam, good luck to you. Good luck to your family as well. We wish you the best, and we look forward to seeing more from you.
Yeah, no problem. And if you want to do something like this again, just give me a shout.
You got it. We'll probably take you up on that for sure.
Okay, dudes. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you, too,
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.
This has been a special presentation of the Trailer Pod Boys podcast. The Trailer Pod Boys podcast is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts and original entertainment. For full episodes of the podcast, past episodes, and to subscribe to the series, please visit www.trailerpodboys.neozaz.com. Thanks for listening.